This is Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 12th of March. And today we're going to talk about wind farms, not because the Institute is necessarily excessively concerned about renewable energy, though I'm sure it's a very important subject, but because a decision taken by Powys County Council about 10 days ago is going to prove significant in the development of onshore wind farms in this country. And I'd like to direct your attention to it. Basically, it has turned down a very large new development, absolutely huge wind turbines, about 115 meters tall, even taller than the Welsh second row forwards that will be bidding for the Grand Slam on Saturday. And it has done so largely because it was unconvinced by the quality of the submission made by the company seeking planning permission. Now, if the job of consultation primarily is to ensure that matters that are of concern to residents or to stakeholders and to public bodies, to ensure that such debates take place fairly and that it is a well-informed debate, then you have to raise serious questions as to whether the industry that is trying to promote such important and significant investments on behalf of the country is doing a disservice to its own cause by not preparing properly for the public consultation that needs to follow. Now, Powys County Council have put the debate in Planning Committee on a webcast. Courtesy of our friends in Public Eye, you can go to the Powys County Council website and you can listen to an hour and a quarter of interesting debate. I guess there must be many such debates taking place in many parts of the country. Certainly there are lots in Scotland at the moment. And were you to have the time to listen to it, what you would establish is that this does not come across, at least not to me, as a straightforward NIMBY-style consultee response. What has happened here is that the industry has largely failed to make a good enough proposal, or one that takes sufficient account of the things that matter to local people. Now, we won't name the company concerned, and as far as I'm aware, they are no better than, no worse than others that are participating in the industry. But maybe we need to help an industry like this recognize what needs to be done. And with that in mind, on the 27th of this month, we are gathering together. The Institute is holding a key issue workshop in London for us to consider whether consultations on wind farms, onshore or offshore, are being undertaken to the right standard. Now, that should be an interesting occasion for local authorities, for developers, for planning consultants and others. And you are, of course, welcome to join us on that occasion. It's an important subject, and I feel sure we'll be returning to it.